The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm so proud of my husband, DJ Automatic. He was flexing on him last night. Let's discuss on Thursday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
The non-flexer, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
All right, inside the T-Mobile studios, Automatic went to a DJ summit last night, and he was the last speaker. The finale, the crescendo, the big dog.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know it wasn't that big.
Stop. Why do you have such a hard time accepting praise? You didn't even want to talk about this. Why?
I don't know. I just don't. But it was a fun event. It was great to hang out, nerd out with all my DJ nerd friends and see, you know, what they're doing. Some people I hadn't seen in a long time. And then, you know, I spoke on my career and I spoke on radio. I spoke on the show. Fun. I talked about you too.
What kind of lies did you tell on us?
I didn't tell any lies on you guys. I might have expanded.
So for us outside of the DJ world, the DJ summit is basically a conference, like a big
conference. It was a DJ conference. So you have all kinds of DJs there. You had tour DJs, you had wedding DJs, you had radio DJs.
So DJs who want to make it and get to a certain status and actually make a living DJing.
That was the goal of the conference, is to become a full-time DJ. And they had different full-time DJs from across the country talk about how they became full-time DJs.
Okay, yeah, dog.
What was your takeaway from the game when it comes to, like, you know, the current state of DJing and how you see it now after that summit?
I think when I broke it down for them, because they wanted me to, like, harp on it, but in all reality, when everyone became DJs, when, like, CDJs became available and controllers became available,
I said all they did
was elevate us, because they found out how hard DJing really is, and they went and spent thousands of dollars on the equipment, and then they sold it back to us because they couldn't use it.
Price on eBay. I think the best thing, though, is to inspire other people in your craft, right? There's somebody listening. Find someone who can mentor you and inspire you. Remember, you might think everybody's where they want to be, but that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. People always think, oh, you made it. I don't even know if there's such a thing. It's constant striving and living in the moment as well.
There you go.
Like, being happy with where you are, taking it in.
Yeah.
Did you take it in last night, Otto?
I think I did at the end of the night when everyone was like, hopefully you guys can all get to Automatic's level. And I was
nice.
I was like, I guess. All right.
Always a weird feeling when you're the adult in the room, right?
Yeah, like, the pressure. Yeah. You're like, all right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Thoughtful Thursday Day. This is the last Thursday in August, encouraging you to be a little mindful and a little considerate of other people's feelings and show some extra love and support to those.
Both of you are very thoughtful people.
There it is.
Well, thank you, Automatic.
Not so much.
I was going to say, words are very powerful. And sometimes when you put something out there that's negative, you might say you're sorry, but you can't take that back. It lives in someone's mind. So be mindful of your words.
Yeah. Mm, something's a little tart. National Lemon Juice Day.
I've been taking that because I think I got kidney stones.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of the adult in the room. Automatic, you crazy.
And we'll wrap it up on National Chop Suey Day.
Okay, Chop Suey isn't even Chinese, right? Wasn't it invented in America?
Yeah, it was invented in San Francisco in the 1800s by Chinese American cooks.
I wish they would have never invented it, because that was one of my mom's go-to dishes. She would be like, oh, it's Chop Suey night. And I'd be like, oh, no.
Why?
I said this a million times. My mom is not a good cook. She admits herself that she's not a good cook. Dude, she doesn't enjoy
cooking.
She
fed you.
Yeah, it was either eat that or starve.
Chop Suey with a little remix, and now you're a DJ. Look at that.
Be careful. Be kind. Mindful of your words.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I didn't know this, but whether you're addicted to your phone, addicted to drugs, or addicted to drama, you have the six same side effects. For every single addiction, it's the same. It causes anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, relationship issues. It can break up families. Addictions in any shape or form, of course, some are more severe than others. If you're on hard drugs and things like that, there's levels to it. But each addiction has the same side effects. I feel like, especially here in the U.S., and I'm just going to say this, and I'm sorry if I upset people, but we blame a lot of folks for addiction to drugs, except ourselves. We blame everybody for the phone addiction. Parents are like, these kids, but you won't take the kids' phones away. It's very hard in this country for us to hold ourselves accountable, because I feel like we're very entitled. I hope nobody's upset with that, but I
think you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Like, oh, the cartels are bringing drugs over. Nobody's ever knocked on my door and sold me drugs. The people that buy drugs want the drugs. So we have to hold ourselves accountable. Why do we want to do drugs? Should we consider another option? The war on drugs isn't working. The kids are addicted to phones. Okay, why do they have them then?
Thanks.
You know, so this conversation to me, I feel like it could be some eye-opening moments right here for people.
Yeah, all addiction comes with no self-respect at the end of the day, in my opinion.
It's just not being accountable, trying to blame everybody else for what's wrong in your life instead of saying, I got to fix me.
Yeah.
And so talking about this, Jacob called. He said, I can completely understand where you're coming from.
I just turned 39. I've been smoking weed my entire adult life. My wife never had any outright issue with it, but she didn't smoke. Everybody in her family smoked.
Mm-hmm.
We have two kids together, and we just bought our first house. And the stress of buying the house got crazier and crazier and crazier. So in the end, one day, she was saying, you're not present. I do everything. I'm over this. I'm going to leave. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to smoke weed anymore. And that day, I stopped smoking weed, and everything, I mean, it's been 25 years since I started smoking weed.
And you quit to save your family, literally.
It's hard. You're dependent on something for your entire life. It's totally considered acceptable by society. It's not, people think it's not as bad as alcohol, whatever. There's this stigma that, oh, well, I should be able to smoke weed. It's not that bad, and it's not an illicit substance. But I gotta tell you, it's been almost 2 months. My entire life has changed. My job has gotten better. My home life has gotten better. My relationship with my kids has gotten better. I'm happy to not be dependent on something. She wants to kiss me now. She apparently hated the smell and the taste. She never told me in 8 years. Never told me that.
Oh, I tell DJ Automatic, you better get out there with that Listerine.
I would get home, I had to sit outside and smoke for 30 minutes after work, and then I'd come inside and the kids are going crazy and the house is a mess, my wife's upset, and I'm all high. I'm like, babe, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. You know what I mean? And that just builds up over time, and it puts a huge strain on your relationship. And she hates when I blame it on weed, but I think she'd be gone now if I hadn't stopped.
So, you know, it's interesting, you're accountable for this. Maybe you were smoking too much.
At a certain point, you have to hold yourself accountable, though. You can't blame the drugs. You can't blame the phone. You can't blame everything else. It's you. You're the problem.
Jacob.
You make a really good point, and I get in arguments with my brother about this because he's a daily smoker, like, and he's fine. It's not the weed. I don't blame the weed. The reality is everybody's different. I knew plenty of successful people, homeowners, that do it all day, every day, or do it on occasion, but every time I've ever tried to quit and gone a few months and been like, oh, I feel great, instantly within a few days or a few weeks, I'm back up to all day every day. And it's just, it's me.
I think in therapy, they call that the breakthrough. It's me. Only you can control what's happening in your life. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I could not believe this story. Turn the radio up. This man in Atlanta has a stroke. He goes to the hospital because his brain is bleeding. They remove part of his skull. And when he's scheduled to have the skull put back on his head, hospital says, we lost it.
What?
Oh.
What?
Heads went rolling.
Yeah. Partial heads went rolling, Anthony A. Yeah, so his name is Fernando, and his family could not believe what doctors and nurses told them. But it's true. They just can't find the man's bones. So they rescheduled, said, we're going to put a plastic bone in there. Here's the kicker. They charged him $250,000.
After they lost his face?
I would say they're outside their mind, but he's the only one outside of his mind.
Damn.
He has a lawyer. He has there a lawyer. I'm sure he'll be getting millions and his skull back.
Imagine losing somebody's skull like you lost your keys. Like, oh, my God. I can't find it. Where's it at?
And it's going to be $250,000 for us to fix it.
That's horrible.
My thoughts are with you, brother.
Oh, your thoughts need to be with these victims over here. This woman, she had a porch pirate that was just taking her packages daily. So she mailed herself an Apple AirTag, hoping that these jerks would show up and swipe that package. And guess what? They did. They took it home. She saw where they live. She called the cops. Cops went over there and they found her stuff and a dozen other people's stuff.
Oh my gosh. So hopefully this guy got charged.
He did. He's going to jail.
All I thought is if only the doctors had put an Apple AirTag on that man's skull, he wouldn't be in this predicament.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think most people by now know Mariah Carey lost her mother and sister same day, but I didn't know she hadn't spoken to her sister in years, and I'll tell you why right now. First, though, celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Liam Payne celebrating his birthday, YouTube star young homie Just Jules, and Leah Michael celebrating her birthday as well.
Mariah Carey lost her mother, Patricia, and her sister, Allison, on the same day. Now, she hadn't spoken to her sister in years because Allison was an addict. Mariah Carey said that her sister drugged her without her knowledge with Valium at one point.
Oh.
Tried to get her to do cocaine on multiple occasions and even tried to pimp her out. Despite all of these things, Mariah Carey took care of her sister financially for years, supported her, you know, paid for her for a place to live, and nothing she did could stop her sister from doing drugs. So she finally just quit.
Well, you have to separate yourself at that point.
You know, that's the tough thing, Automatic. A lot of people will say when you see people on the streets or whatever, well, why is this happening? Why families don't have an option of putting their loved ones in rehabilitation by force. If the person doesn't decide to do it themselves, they're not going to do it. And no addict is going to put themselves in rehabilitation. Yeah. Very rarely does that happen.
And it seems like it's one of the things, too, that like people, I automatically assume, well, Mariah Carey has all this money. Why can't you just pay whatever you need? But to your point, this money's not going to fix this situation.
No, you have to fix it.
And not just that, Automatic. You know, think about the fact that you're supporting someone's lifestyle when they're just doing harm to themselves and other people around them. She had people in her house doing drugs, like hurting people. And I feel bad for Mariah
Carey. She tried to pimp out her own sister. I think at that point, I would have cut her off, too.
Thanks. Well, we've talked about this in the case of Ariana Grande and Mac Miller. She tried to help him, couldn't help him. We've talked about it openly amongst ourselves. Certain members of our own families going through things and you can't help them. At certain points, you just have to cut people off and hope that they hold themselves accountable and fight it within themselves to fix whatever's going on in their life. Because you can't fix someone if they don't want to fix themselves. Thoughts and prayers going out to Mariah Carey.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know if you have littles as a mom, you keep goldfish on deck. Now look, they have a new flavor. I'm intrigued, not completely so. Let's talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Finally, a good hashtag. Good news for travelers. Gas prices are dropping to their lowest in years. The average will be $3.20 a gallon, which is great because now that we're past like the pandemic and everything, I know more people are flying and driving and just getting out and about, enjoying our lives with other people. Yeah! This is some welcome and much needed news.
Yeah. I think this is the first time we've said the gas has gone down in years.
I don't know. Not just that, but during a travel weekend, it's usually spiking, right? So yeah. That's why I'm like, Mom, Dad, let's be happy.
I'm very relieved to hear this. I spent the weekend in Los Angeles and drove into the bad neighborhood looking for cheap gases.
That's how bad it was, right?
Like, what? Cheap gas or lose my life?
Yeah, so I'm happy to hear that the gas prices are coming down.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Hello Kitty and Goldfish are teaming up to bring us Hello Kitty Strawberry Shortcake Flavored Grahams. They're going to be here for a limited time only. They're only going to be here for September, but they're supposed to be sweet and savory little goldfish.
I like that. So it's more of like an animal cracker type situation.
That's what it sounds like, because you said Graham, right? He said Grahams.
Yeah, and they even have ones that are shaped like little Hello Kitties.
Hello Kitty faces?
Yeah. I'm here for the crossover episode. I like it a lot, dude.
But somebody's going to be mad. Don't give that to little boys.
What?
Damn, dude. I love how Dana just let out of her inner ignorant truck driver right here. Who was that?
That's the person who's going to say.
I was like, huh?
Somebody will say, don't buy those little Hello Kitties for my son.
Because it's a female agenda.
Yes, I'm telling you now. Somebody right now is working something up for Twitter.
I bet you I know who they're voting for.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Chop Suey Day. All right. Not a Chinese dish originally invented in San Francisco in the 1800s by Chinese American cooks.
Everybody loves Chinese food and everyone knows there's that one Chinese spot, like a little hole in the Wander City. It's got the best Chinese food.
The one I go to doesn't even have a window. It's just a building with a door. And we also have National Lemon Juice Day, which I learned from DJ Automatic and Dana Cortez, helps men with kidney stones. So
I'm telling you guys, if you've ever had a kidney stone, start drinking your lemon juice.
Squeeze some lemon in that water.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I used to just drink that lemon juice thing right out the little jug.
with salt.
I love it.
So good.
And let's go to wrap it up by being kind and thoughtful to each other. It's National Thoughtful Thursday, y'all.
I think most of us are thoughtful inside this studio.
You guys are definitely more thoughtful than I am.
I agree, dude.
Readily admit that.
I remember the last time that I was really sick. And my daughter called me, my oldest daughter, Kirsten, and she said, Mom, has anybody, you know, gotten any soup, any Vicks, anything? And I said, no, but I'll be all right. It wasn't 30 minutes that DoorDash was knocking. She had sent me soup and, you know, my little Vicks Vaporub and some Sprite and 7-Up. She sent everything and automatic said, well, I guess I could have done that.
Like I said, I'm working on it.
She doesn't live in the state I live
good
in.
Good thing she didn't give you any of those goldfish Hello Kitty things.
But I'll send you an uproar.
That's right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I feel like college is getting a bad rap on TikTok. And there's pros and cons to going to college. Number one, we encourage people getting their education in this studio.
It's something they can never take away from you.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. And if you're going into a field, if you're going to teach, if you're going to be a wealth advisor, whatever it is you want to do, if that requires a college degree, then obviously you need the college degree. Just make sure that you're not taking out so many loans that it doesn't make sense once you graduate and you find your first job.
I think when I was in college, I didn't realize I was going to have to pay back all those loans because I just kept signing up for loan after loan after loan, and it took me 15 years to pay them back.
I know, I helped you, DJ Automatic.
Gosh. I'm definitely part of the millennial group that was sold college to us. Like when I was growing up, it was always like the moment you graduate college, there's going to be this fantasy land of
just jobs everywhere.
Employment.
There's six-figure jobs.
Yeah. Retirement. You're set for life. And that ain't the case anymore.
Well, one thing I did, the beauty of college for me that I loved about it so much is that you're surrounded by other like-minded individuals.
It's true.
And that helps push you. And then the networking and the friends you grow from that last a lifetime.
Here's the thing, though. You might be getting a degree that's not going to pay you very well. And you got all these loans to pay back. And there's so much interest now. You know, college used to be free in the 80s and late 70s. That all changed. And now it's a money-making racket. So be careful.
I love art history. Don't get a degree in it.
Nope.
So let's talk about some of our friends who didn't go to college who are hugely successful.
My friend Emmett, he went to a technical school and now he works for the government and he has Q clearance, so he can't tell me exactly what he does, but he makes a lot of money and he has made a lot of money for a very long time.
And he went a different route. He didn't go to traditional college.
They actually had to interview me for him to get the job.
Oh, you know he's paid.
Yes, buddy. Funny that Automatic is a reference.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, guy, he actually got the job? Still, man.
So I got a couple friends. Number one that pops out to my mind is my friend Steve. Right away, he got a welding job with a solar panel company out of high school at an entry-level position.
Oh, wow.
And? Stayed with them. The company grew 600%.
Dang.
So 600%?
His income grew about 600%. And Steve was paid. Steve was the first one of our friends with his own house.
Yeah.
And that was a very fun time. And speaking for myself, I went to college. I didn't finish college.
Right.
But come to find out later on that I actually ended up beating out some people who had college degrees when it came to certain jobs. That was a little eye-opening for me.
It is. And I feel like Automatic might get a little embarrassed when I say I didn't go to college. He's like, well, you went to college. And no, I didn't. I enrolled and I didn't go. And I'm someone who has been somewhat successful despite the fact that I'm not formally educated. But I pursue education. I've worked in this field for a very long time. I've always strived for opportunity, telling people what I want. You know, because the opportunity is the difference.
So you only think you're somewhat successful when you're the first Latina to ever have a syndicated national radio show?
I am successful, but there's more that I want. So I always say somewhat successful because for me, maybe because where I come from, I'm always looking for the next opportunity. I always want to continue growing. That's the key to success. The will to grow. And also, don't forget, you give somebody else that opportunity as somebody gave you.
Yeah.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Megan Thee Stallion is linked to another Tory. And we'll talk about this now. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got to start off by honoring the original king of pop. On this day in 1958, the legendary Michael Jackson was born. May he rest in peace. We also have actress Lea Michaels celebrating her birthday, YouTube star Just Jules, and Liam Payne celebrating birthday as well.
Oh, wow. All right, so Megan Thee Stallion has a new man in her life, and it has been confirmed. Torrey Craig. I didn't know who he was. Automatic told me he's a basketball player.
Torrey Craig is a basketball player. He plays for the Bulls right now. He used to play for the Suns. He played for the Nuggets, played for the Bucks. He's kind of a journeyman, but I've met Torrey a couple times. A very good guy, right?
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
Right.
Journeying all through Megan.
I think he found his final destination.
Oh, I hope this works out. Oh, congratulations. addition, she's also hosting this year's MTV VMAs. She's just confirmed to do that. I feel like this is a good move for Megan. Here's why. She jumped from the Tory Lanez thing to Partisan Fontaine, and then it just did not go well, right? That relationship. She wasn't ready.
Nope.
This time, she's taken a moment to just be single, get to know herself. I did the same thing before you and I got together, DJ Automatic. It really was the first time I'd ever been single. I was jumping from relationship to relationship. You can't be a good partner if you don't know who you are.
Oh, that's very key right there.
You got to know who you are. You got to be comfortable in yourself without another person defining who you are. Mm. You got to be good with you before you can be good with somebody.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're not codependent. You're fully independent.
Yes, and now I'm just codependent on you, DJ Automatic, but we're codependent together.
I really hope that, you know, that this Tory, Craig, and Megan Thee Stallion thing works out, because imagine a guy that has to go in there after Tory Craig does. You know that guy got a... You know, you got a hog. You know what I'm saying? Good man.
Yeah, I just thought about Tory Lanez. I mean,
oh my God, dude, he's his thing.
There's a big difference between Tory Lanez and Tory Craig.
It is
big.
The size of Tory Lanez, dude.
Big.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we got so serious when we were discussing addictions, because I didn't know that whether you're addicted to your phone, drugs, or drama, whatever the addiction is, food, there's 6 side effects, right, that can affect your life negatively. However, there's some good addictions. We have some good addictions here. And we're in the T-Mobile studios having this conversation. I told Automatic, my healthy addiction is binge watching. You know why? Because I get it done.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over. It's
you're going to call that healthy? Sitting on the couch for 12 hours straight watching the same thing?
It's over. I'm not dwelling on it. It's just I get it in, get it done, move on, baby.
We also have our own definitions of good addictions, because that's not, that's 6 episodes. That's wild,
that's a whole
bro.
Day of just nothing and, but
know,
TV.
But I'm not going to, you know, come down too hard on you on that, because I had a legitimate addiction, and now I am officially over 1 month energy drink free.
Oh,
congratulations,
thank you guys.
Anthony.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys. And it was a bad problem. They were making fun of me in the green room last weekend, because I was telling them it got too so bad that I was able to drink Red Bull at room temperature.
Ew, and what? You ever had energy drinks?
Give it to me straight. I was back there, dude, just on a
give
deep
me my
end.
Caffeine.
Give my caffeine, dog. So for all my energy drink enthusiasts out there, please just, you know, settle it down. Calm yourself.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're over it, Anthony.
Yes.
And you know what? I feel like you're happier.
Probably going through it sometimes, dog. You guys don't even know.
Having caffeine level withdrawals.
Slapping myself in the face.
If Automatic does not have his coffee.
Oh, I'm addicted to caffeine, dude.
He's so mad at me. He screams.
I'm like a different person.
He wanted to run into somebody the other day with a car. I said, what is wrong with you?
I hadn't had my coffee yet.
I don't miss the rage that happens at the Starbucks line whenever you're in there and people are yelling, come on, bro.
What are some other healthy addictions? Maybe exercise?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm
addicted to getting up
within
extra
early. Within reason, because I have friends that got into steroids because they got so into...
Okay, that's not healthy exercise.
That's what I'm saying.
That's steroids.
I think what we're coming away with after this conversation is...
Balance.
There's no such thing as a healthy addiction. All right, dude? There's no such... You could eat too much broccoli and end up with diet. All right? There's no such thing as a healthy addiction, yo.
We need to hear from you. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers.
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.